Welcome to the State of Energy. My name is Rand DeWitt, and that cool guy wearing a hat, that guy is Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association, and he is broadcasting live from the Propane House.
Live from the Propane Showcase home in Twin Falls, Idaho. Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's just, you know, I mean, where you're at, I mean, that is the future of clean energy that actually works.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We built this all propane home out here in Twin Falls to put it in the Magic Valley Parade of Homes, which started yesterday, going throughout this weekend. And I know some of this is being broadcast after we recorded, but if you get a chance to stop by the Propane Showcase home, we're in the Magic Valley Parade of Homes, and you'll be able to see all the cool things that that propane can do in a residential application.
Yeah, and if they go to thestateofenergy.com, they can also watch the video, correct?
Yeah, yeah. We got a cool time-lapse video. We got a bunch of other videos that we made when we built the home that kind of shows the whole home buying process from picking your lot, picking your contractor, finding out where you're going to put the tank, what kind of appliances that you're going to use, because there's a lot of cool stuff out there, some new innovations that really make propane some of the best fuel for a home, if it's heating, cooking, even cooling. When you start to think about electric generation, propane is great for electric power generation.
You know what? And it actually works. And if you go to thestateofenergy.com, you're going to be able to see some great drone footage of the home. It's an amazing place. It looks great.
Yeah, it is great.
And apparently outside the front door right now, it's like the opening of a Foo Fighters concert.
There is people out there waiting for us because this doesn't start for a little bit, and there's people waiting for us to open the doors. So I told them, can't come in yet. We're recording.
Yeah. Did you tell them they can't come in? If they're wearing a mask, they can't come in. Is that the rule? Did we have a rule on that? I don't know.
Not here. You don't have to wear a mask in Idaho. It's wide open.
That's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
And now if people go to thestateofenergy.com, they're going to find a lot of things, including the video information, and they can watch the propane house. You can also find a propane job. You can listen to past episodes. What else can people find at thestateofenergy.com?
Oh, man. Yeah. So all of our past episodes, everything we've ever talked about, but you can also find where to buy. So if you're thinking about moving out of a place that wherever you're at, and you're trying to get into a place that has propane and you've never bought propane before, go to the where to buy button and we'll connect you up with a propane retailer near you that'll help you get access to the cleanest fuel on earth.
Yeah, just type in your zip code and press that button, and all the areas around you where you can find propane will populate your screen. It's amazing. I've used it many times. So once again, go to thestateofenergy.com. And Tom, you have a special guest with you at the propane house.
I do. I got my boss with me, so I'm trying to be on my best behavior today. But Mr. Tom Daniels, that's funny, huh?
Sorry. we can see what you're drinking. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Diet Doc. It's not a Fresca, but it's a Diet Dr. Pepper today.
Mm-hmm. Sure it is.
Mr. Tom Daniels is with Valleywide Cooperative, and they were so generous. They put in so much work into this propane showcase home, and I'm really glad to have him here with us. He's supporting us so much, and Valleywide's been great. And another great sponsor up in Montana, which is also where we're broadcasting, was Valley Propane. Totally different companies, but they also donated a beautiful propane stove for this house. But Tom Daniels here with Valleywide Cooperative. He's actually going to give away a Blackstone grill real quick.
Nice.
And he's got a number generator. And so I'm gonna put the microphone over to him. And we got this list of all these people that mailed in this this
entry form.
What was I trying to say? A coupon. I mean, we did snail mail. Yeah, we didn't do it.
I'm just drinking Diet Dr. Pepper. That's all that's in my cup.
This is how we wanted this to go down, is we wanted people to actually fill out this information and mail it to us. So we took their name and where they live, and we made this little database. So he's gonna generate a number. So Here we go. I'm going to turn the microphone over to Mr. Tom Daniels. Tom, thank you so much. Can you just give us just a quick little rundown on the propane house and a few things you guys did, and then draw this number, will you?
Sure. Thanks, Tom.
And so everybody knows that the numbers were generated by propane.
Correct.
Know that. Go ahead.
Thanks, Tom. The Propane Showcase House has been just a great project for us to work on. We're so fortunate to be a big part of it, and it was right here in our backyard. So the guys over at Valleywide Co-op, they provided a 500-gallon propane tank, underground propane tank. So that's what's actually fueling the house. And then this thing is just loaded with clean-burning propane appliances, from the emergency standby gas generator to the gas fireplace, outdoor fire pit. And then also we heat the home with a Rinnai hydronic air handler system. So it's just been a great, great project. Absolutely. So as we get moving into the number generator, it was generated number 37.
Number 37.
Number 37, Mr. Todd Hunter from, how do you say that? Chubbuck? What is that?
Chubbuck.
Correct. Chubbuck, Idaho. So we're going to reach out to him and give him this awesome Blackstone grill. So,
and it'll come with a bottle of whatever Tom is drinking right now. We'll add that in as well.
A bottle of Diet Dr. Pepper.
Lies.
So thanks so much for entering that contest. But one of the cool things about this propane home is energy security, and you got this onboard stored fuel right here for all sorts of energy security reasons, and it's family security. You know, so we're really trying to promote that. And we got an energy expert with us as well. So
we have, you're calling him the Wizard of Oz of propane. I guess this is the way we're teeing him up. You said those words. You did.
I did say that, because every industry, there's like this backbone piece that nobody really pays much attention to. And they're so vital to how things go around and how you get your resource, all of your raw materials. So, and for the propane industry, this guy we're going to introduce here has some great services. So, I'll let you do the honors.
Yeah. Well, JD Buss, he's a master consultant with Twin Feathers, and Twin Feathers' mission is to be the trusted advisor to independent propane retailers to enhance overall return and value for these firms. JD has been successfully working with the propane clients to devise and implement hedging strategies as well as optimize supply situations. He joined in 2008. He joined Twin Feathers Consulting after prior experience. Is it with Coke or Coach?
It's with Coke.
Coke Industries and Enron as well in risk management and marketing trade roles. You're a CPA, small business owner, and you're a spokesperson. You do many conferences. You write articles. You're an all-around great guy. JD Buss, master consultant with Twin Feathers. Welcome to the State of Energy.
Brian and Tom, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to be out here and to be part of the Propane Showcase, home up for all you folks up there in the great Rocky Mountain areas. So thanks for having me out here.
We're happy to have you. And you know where they need Propane Showcase houses? Like lots of them?
Where?
Texas.
Texas, well, Texas has a lot of problems right now besides just lack of propane right now. But the cool thing about that is, if you go back to February, what was the one thing that was running during the storm? All the deltas.
Propane.
It was fantastic. And that was the one thing that we try to tell all of our clients, that you had a great story to tell over this winter, because propane didn't fail and it's not failing. And that's something that we try to push every day. And one of the things that we really try to advocate is push your product, but also know what's influencing the prices and the supply of that product. Some of the most important things out there.
What is the biggest thing that affects supply? Because everywhere you go right now, anything you look at, it could be an appliance, it could be carpet, it could be a car, it could be everything's like, oh, the supply chain is broken. It's like there's nothing, you can't get anything. So tell us about the propane supply chain. What's the biggest factors?
Before I say that, I should have started with this. The Wizard of Propane is a great thing, because our company's right here in Kansas City, Wizard of Oz territory here. If you haven't been it, click your red shoes. There's no place like home. So it's a great place to be.
Maybe that's a new slogan. There's nothing like propane.
There's nothing like propane. It's awesome. But as far as what's impacting all the supply chain, and what we've been telling our clients for years is this is not your father's propane world. because right now the international markets are driving this. And since I, Rand, you brought up earlier, I started here in 2008. From 2008 onward, I'm really hard pressed to see a lot of growth in the domestic propane market, just not there. But I can tell you right now, some of the latest reports, China is seeing anywhere from a 18 to 20% growth rate in their petchem propane usage for the last 3 years.
China? China's taking all our propane?
This surprises people. How does this surprise people? I mean, come on. I mean, they see the future. I mean, the propane industry is set to grow by $50 billion over the next 5 years, if I'm not mistaken, JD.
You're correct. And most of that growth is not going to be here in the U.S. as far as the demand side of that. Now, we got supply growth, which is fantastic. We're the largest exporter of propane across the globe, which is great for the U.S. And one thing we brought up is, how could we have gotten some of the lower prices in 2015 through 18? Because we had so much propane, which is due to all the international markets.
We still have a lot of propane. I mean, we're making more than we're consuming. So that has to go somewhere. So it's not, China's not taking all of our propane, but we're exporting it to them. What are they using it for?
They're using it to make plastic, to go through and make polypropylene, to go ahead and actually heat homes. They have, look at the last 25 years of their economic growth. They've been moving into a new stage. Look at India. One of the biggest residential growth rates there is there in India. And yeah, that's where a lot of the propane is going, is those two nations. And as we're looking out, we're saying, if we don't understand how those nations and how those prices in those countries are working, we won't understand here in the U.S. That's our big key, is saying, have to know what's happening in the international price market out there.
Sure. So for the regular guy, I mean, he's watching the news and he's looking at all these pipelines that are getting shut down. He's looking at different problems with wind and solar. You're just constantly getting.
Do you hear us, Texas?
Different.
Do you
different,
hear us?
Different. Different types of media, right? It might be wind is good, wind is bad, wind is frozen, wind, you know, solar issues. We've talked about the Keystone pipeline in the past.
Line
we've
five.
Talked about Line 5 in Michigan. Like, what do you think? What's going on with Line 5? Do you have any information on that? I mean, do you follow that?
And please tee it up for those of us commoners. I mean, please reset Line 5.
Oh, yes. Well, Line 5 is a major pipeline running from Alberta all the way through the state of Michigan and ends in Sarnia, Ontario. And right now that pipeline can carry anywhere from 500 to 550,000 barrels per day of crude oil, refined products, and propane. And that is a major source of propane for the state of Michigan. The controversy out there is it goes through the Straits of Mackinac, which is a beautiful area, but there's environmental concerns, and that's why they want to shut the pipeline down. And back to Tom's question, why is that happening? What's the impact? Actually, everyone out there, we're having a Twin Feathers webinar next Tuesday on that exact topic, so check it out. Condensed version, though, is if you shut down that pipeline, you're going to have at least five states and two major provinces that will see immediate impact, and you'll also see everybody's propane costs in eastern part of the U.S. go up, without a doubt. It will cost more.
And lots of, like, that's not just propane pipeline. That pipeline hauls all sorts of things, right? I mean, propane is just a small amount of that. So you're talking about diesel fuel prices going up, crude oil going up, gasoline, jet fuel, all of it, right?
Everything that moves America.
Yes.
Everything
that moves. And there's major refineries in that Detroit area that pull from that pipeline for crude. And if you're in the state of Michigan and you think the gas prices are high now, just wait.
And that has a trickle down effect too. It'll probably make it all the way to the West Coast. For some reason, there's going to be, because that has to be compensated somewhere, and it's just going to be compensated by reaching out to other states for their product.
Tom, here's one thing I'll throw out there for all the states on the West Coast. They're already crazy on their gasoline prices, so they've got that up on the East. But if Line 5 goes down, the one small thing that might happen is that the price of propane for the West Coast states might actually get a little more competitive out there.
Really?
Because that is one of the best rail routes to go from Western Canada in Alberta into the Pacific Northwest, Northern California.
So we might have more product.
You might have more competitive values for that region. Shorter rail haul out there. But one of the things that I think is important to bring up, and you brought up the West Coast, anybody out there in British Columbia out there or in that area, you guys just had a major development with an export facility that just started up this April. That is a sign of the times. And that's also an indication that Canada is looking for ways to move their product out of the nation. So as an advisor, we're always looking at these things and saying, what's the trickle down ripple effect that goes to your backyard? And that's a major one, because now it's bringing international pricing all the way to the West Coast of Canada and even to the West Coast of the U.S. at this point.
And we just shut down the Keystone, so that even makes more rail trucking, that puts more gas in the West Coast that we need to move out of the area, right?
More, and I've got to ask everybody, so how many rail cars do we need, and how efficient is the rail right now? I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not against the railroads, but they got problems as well. And would we want to double the amount of volume that goes on the railroad?
We talk about this a lot, about how you're just giving up one mode of transportation for another, and pipeline, whatever your opinion is about a pipeline, just expect more trucks and rails on the road.
You're listening to The State of Energy. My name is Randy Witt. That is Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. Our guest this week is J.D. Buss, Master Consultant with Twin Feathers. You can find out more about J.D., also The State of Energy, and Rocky Mountain Propane Association, along with what propane can do for you, by going to thestateofenergy.com. And J.D., what are your thoughts about EV, electric vehicles? Because it seems like our country is just moving the mountains to try to make sure that we move down this path, which doesn't seem to be the best choice with all the information that we have right now.
I always, when the question comes up on the EVs, I always ask people, do you know how power is actually generated? And they usually give me these blank stares, like it just comes through the wall, right? It's like, no, I don't think so. And if you look at how that is generated, you have natural gas, coal, nuclear, and I don't really think those are on the green agenda the last time I looked. So I'm just hypothetically speaking right there, if you go to all electrical vehicles, you're going to need a lot more generation capacity. And, you know, I don't think there's a battery out there yet that allows you to store electricity for a year. And the great thing about propane, you can store it
forever,
anywhere.
Forever.
Yeah. So I would push back and say, you know what? This is going across the pond here. Look at Turkey, one of the largest of the countries out there using autogas. Great transition tool. Why can't we do that here in the U.S. and make a transition through the autogas market, through other things, before we go this full electric and do actually more pollution than what we could if we were doing propane out there?
Yeah. I was in Poland a few years ago, and you had gas, diesel, and propane at the pump. You could feel, and so many cars were running on propane.
I mean, that's what we talk about. I mean, we're not enemies of electric, solar, wind. We're not enemies. We just think that propane can balance out an overall plan. Because even in third grade, we were taught not to put all of our eggs in one basket. My teacher, like, okay, put all your eggs in this basket, and what happens if somebody knocks the basket out of your hand? You don't have any eggs.
Well, one step further than that is we've been talking a lot about the technology, and we're talking about, we're getting news about batteries are going to be better. We're going to be better, right? They want us to think about electricity in the future, but we're not thinking about propane in the future. And if you look into what the propane future looks like, there is some really cool stuff coming out with renewable propane or DME blended propane that actually gives you some of the cleanest energy in the world right now. So there's so much innovation going on, and we're moving just as fast on the propane side. We're just not getting as much news and attention about it.
Tom, I really like that background on the renewable side. That's great. It's coming. The only thing I'd throw out there to also consider is when you're using renewables, it implies that you're doing beef tallow or soybean or some other product that's going into that. And what I would say to really anyone out there who's looking at that, saying it's coming, but you also have another risk that comes into your portfolio that you have to consider. And that's where we're sitting back and saying, yes, we're going to watch renewable, but we want our clients to know if you depend on that, some other commodity is going to have a price surge at the same time. So beware of how those things impact everything around you.
Yeah. So if you're for your services, and I know this is outside of the general public scope, but you help propane companies manage that and make sure they're getting the proper support on the back end so they can get the supply for not just the clean propane, but they could get supply for renewable or figure out the best plan to make sure that they're going to have enough product to support all of their customers that they have, right?
Great, great definition there, Tom. We say the most trusted propane advisor in the industry, objective and transparent. We don't sell the product. We don't sell the financials. We are strictly an advisor. So we sit on your side of the table and we want to do what's best for you. And that's day in, day out. We're watching all sorts of prices, markets, opportunities, and trying to bring that back and actually then make a recommendation and the client sees everything. So we're not out there as a supplier, as a reseller, as a broker, as a wholesaler, strictly an advisor and someone that you can trust.
Yeah. And that's what separates a great propane company from just somebody else that might be selling a product. You really got to look into your supplier and make sure that you're getting, because there's more to buying propane than just buying a gallon of gas. So if you're a consumer and you're thinking about going out and finding a propane retailer, look at the whole picture, because a great propane company has all the things even hidden in the background of a great consultant like you that helps them manage their supply risks.
Tom, I would say on there also, when you look deeper, that's one thing that we do. And sometimes you don't always like what you see, or you don't always like what you hear. But actually, we take it as a compliment. If we bring the thing to your face and you say, I don't like that, then we're doing our job. Because if we're presenting everything, every option out there, and if we have someone that says, well, we don't like Twin Feathers, that's also a great thing, because then we know a supplier, wholesaler, it knows that we're uncovering everything out there. We're bringing everything out into the open. And that's positive for our retailers, for our clients, throughout North America.
You're listening to The State of Energy. I'm Randy Witt, along with Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. Our guest this week is J.D. Buss, Master Consultant with Twin Feathers. You can find more about what propane can do for you by going to thestateofenergy.com. And J.D., are you familiar with the company Orbex and what they're doing with their rocket called Prime?
Actually, I've only heard of it, but I haven't done any research. I'd love to. Tell me about it, Randy.
You know what? I mean, it's something that we're hoping that the folks at Orbex are going to bring us over in early 2022 for their launch.
We're going across the pond. We want that invite.
They're launching from Scotland, and they're putting a rocket into outer space fueled by biopropane. It's amazing.
If that's in Scotland, does that mean that you and Tom get to get some nice whiskey and scotch over there as well?
Yeah, and we got to wear skirts too. That's a weird thing. We can get all that stuff, but we got to wear kilts, skirts. Either way. Hey, sorry.
To get some good scotch, that's not a bad deal.
No offense to Braveheart. We appreciate it. We got about a minute left to go. And JD, what else would you like to share with our audience?
You know, I would just like to say out there that if there's ever a time when you're saying, I've got a question on the supply, I've got a question on what's happening, I don't know if I understand this, it's worth the time to just say, I need to talk to somebody to get some assistance. That's what we're here for. And sometimes what we tell people is the best money you spend is the money you spend educating yourself and providing advice. And if you're out there in that spot, give us a shout, check out our website, and let us know. We'd love to sit down and chat with you.
Hit your URL, and if you want to give out your email address as well, please do so.
Sure. JD at Twin Feathers and twinfeathers.com. And we do market newsletters every day, and glad to put you on that list and let you see what we do.
JD Buss, Master Consultant with Twin Feathers, thank you very much for your insight and wealth of knowledge. Also, Tom Clark, broadcasting live from the Propane Showcase House. Find out more about that by going to thestateofenergy.com. Tom, it's been a great show. Anything you'd like to leave us with?
Yes, and if you're in Twin Falls this weekend, stop by. We're doing the Magic Valley Parade of Homes right here at the Propane Showcase Home. Stop by and check out everything that propane can do for you and your family at this wonderful, clean energy home.
Because it's energy for everyone.
Energy for everyone.
Or we could even go with gut propane.
energy for everyone.
Thank you, everyone, for checking out The State of Energy. And you can find out more about what propane can do for you by going to thestateofenergy.com.